Manifesting Wealth, Module 7 by Steve G. Jones. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about manifesting a wealth-building environment. First of all, remove negative sources. One of the things I'm talking about is unhealthy relationships. They should be avoided. If negativity is coming from those you love, talk to them about it. Never surround yourself with people who consistently bring you down. Also, keep yourself away from negative media. Instead, how about listening to motivational speakers? Most news on the TV and in newspapers will point out bad news and rarely good news. Now, when I say bad news, what I mean is news about unfortunate events designed to hook you to read more. That's really what they're after. They want to engage you in what's going on, and they've found the best way to do that is to show you something that might be dangerous or something negative going on that needs your attention because it's so urgent. But really what they're attempting to do is get you to watch so that when the commercials come around, you'll be interested in those. Same thing with a newspaper. They want you engaged in the newspaper so that you'll read the ads, so that you'll keep paying for the newspaper. So negative sources of information like these should be avoided if possible. If it's entertainment you're after, you can find alternatives by renting movies and watching positively focused material. So in addition to removing negative sources, or at least controlling them, you will also want to surround yourself with wealthy people. Now remember, we're talking about manifesting a wealth-building environment. So surrounding yourself with wealthy people is going to be very valuable to you. And I want you to consider yourself to be one of the wealthy. Rather than feeling envious, instead, be happy to be with them. Have you ever noticed that people are what they surround themselves with? In fact, your income is an average of your friends' income. If you take your top five friends and average their income, that's your income. Isn't that interesting? So when you think about changing that, how about adding some more wealthy people to your top five friends list? And this doesn't happen by magic, and it also doesn't happen by osmosis. It's not as if their money transfers to your bank account just because you hang around them. It's because in order to be in rapport with someone on an ongoing basis, to the point at which they are a really good friend of yours, you need to be financially similar to them. Believe it or not, that's what people build rapport on mainly, how similar someone is to them economically. So you will have various friends in your life. And at different points in your life, you'll have different friends. But if you think back to it, at different points in your life, your top five friends, if you average their income, that was your income. Same thing for them. If they count you as one of their top five friends and average the top five friends' incomes, including yours, that will be their income. Not exactly, not to the penny, but it gives you a really good estimate of what someone's income will be. So if you want to increase your income, start hanging around wealthy people. Get in rapport with them. And as you get in rapport with them, you'll start to pick up their wealthy habits. And guess what's going to happen next? They're going to introduce you to their wealthy friends, their wealthy ways, to their wealthy ideas, and you are going to start increasing your income. Also, associating with wealthy people reminds you on a regular basis that it can be done, that people can be wealthy. If you're associating with people who are poor, well, that's fine. I think that's wonderful. If you are a person who doesn't judge your friends, I think that's great. However, this program is about you becoming wealthy. That's what I want for you. So, you can still have friends from your childhood, perhaps friends who aren't very successful, perhaps someone you meet tomorrow will not be wealthy, but you will still want to be their friend, and that's fine. But the more wealthy friends you have in your top five friends list, the wealthier you're going to be because you're going to start taking on their habits. And if you don't, then you won't remain in rapport with them. It's as simple as that. There's another advantage to surrounding yourself with wealthy people, and that is you can listen to their stories. They've got some lessons to share with you. They've learned things. They've made attempts in their lives, things that they tried to do, for example, that didn't quite work out, either because they weren't completely into it or because it was the wrong path. So they've been in that category of trying. They've found out what half an effort leads to. Not much. They've found out what going down an improper path leads to. Not much. They've made their mistakes, and now they've let go of trying and embraced doing. So you can learn from them, find out how they succeeded, and the mistakes that they made. You won't need to make those mistakes if you learn from their mistakes. Something else you want to do as you manifest a wealth-building environment would be opening up to suggestions from outside sources. I'm talking about always being on the lookout for new information. The answers you seek will greet you when you least expect them. Always keep your options open. Treat every person as a possible opportunity for wealth. If someone gives you advice, listen to your intuition. Oftentimes, wealth manifestation occurs when these are combined. I'm talking about advice someone gives and your intuition. If someone gives you advice, listen to your intuition. What do you feel about that advice? Do you feel it's on track? Well, if they're wealthy, it probably is. If they're not, then maybe that's just their opinion about how to do things or how not to do things. Maybe they're attempting to stop you from doing something that might actually work out because they're afraid of it or because it didn't work for them. Look for signs that clue you in on what you should do next. If you keep your eyes open to the signs that come your way, you'll see that there is a lot more abundance available to you. You know, as we go through life and build wealth, there's always going to be the next step, the next step, the next step. You're going to have to start looking for these steps, looking for these openings, looking for signs. Perhaps your business has grown to a point, and at that point, you realize that you need customer support. My business went through this. For a long time, we didn't have any phone support. Now we have two people who work full-time and handle phone support. For a long time, I handled email support. When a customer wrote in, I handled email. I wrote back. Until that became almost ridiculous. It got to the point where hundreds of emails were coming in every day, and in order for them to be answered appropriately with actual information that's going to help the customer, we had to bring in others. This had to be done. So we brought in two people to answer emails. It's not always necessary for me to answer something. Now, if somebody writes to me personally, it will usually go to one of the two people who handle email, then it will get forwarded to me. But as far as general customer support goes, questions about things, that gets handled by an email support team, a team of two, just like the phone team, team of two. At some point, that will grow even larger. So you've got to look for the signs. One of the signs that email support needed to grow, outside of myself, was that I no longer had the time in my day to answer those emails appropriately. So there will always be signs, signs of growth, signs of change, signs of the next level, signs of opportunities. All kinds of signs will be coming at you all the time, and you need to start trusting your intuition. Look for the clues, and sometimes they're very obvious, such as not having time to do something, but look for the clues, and they will tell you what to do next. So in this module, we've talked about removing negative sources, surrounding yourself with wealthy people, and opening up to suggestions from outside sources. Let's take a moment. I want you to spend 1 minute on each of these, and I'm going to be quiet for 1 minute for each of these categories, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to list what's going on in each category so that you can become aware of it. So for the first category, I talked about removing negative sources. I'm talking about negative media. Do you watch too much news? Focus on the negative? Are there unhealthy relationships in your environment? Are there relationships that you have that could be minimized where you don't have, perhaps it's a relative, so you're not going to disown that relative, of course, but perhaps you can minimize your contact with them if they're negative. So I want you to take the next minute as I'm silent and list all of the negative sources in your life. I'm talking about people or media or anything else that's coming into your world on a regular basis and affecting you in a negative way. Let's get it all listed on the paper. List the person or the thing. Just make a list. I want you to look at it. And after you write it down, I'm going to tell you what to do next. All right, so take a moment, a full minute, and just write down the negative. So if you're not driving or doing anything else where it would be difficult for you to do this, then I want you to write down for the next minute all the negative sources in your environment, the people and the things. If you're not able to do this now, do it later. Here's a minute. Go for it. That's right, just listing all the people and all the things in your environment that are negative. All right, so now you've got your list. Maybe on your list would be a few relatives, and that's okay. Now, I'm not telling you to disown them or to separate yourself from them completely, because when it comes to family, that's a different story. You own your family. They own you. That's okay. But at least you can minimize your exposure to them or perhaps have a talk with them and say, hey, you're affecting me in a negative way, or however you want to phrase it, and see if you can work out something. If not, or if you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can just minimize your exposure to them. Maybe you listen to TV. Maybe you're watching CNN all day long. You know, CNN repeats after a while. It's the same story after a while, over and over and over. If you're caught up in that, then you can minimize that. You can get the news one time, and that's it. If you feel you must have the news, you can get it, and that's it. Some people get caught up in that. So whatever it is for you, realize that you've now got your list that you can work on, and you can minimize those sources. All right, the next thing we talked about in this module was surrounding yourself with wealthy people. You may not know any wealthy people now. If you don't, that's fine. But maybe you know some places you can go to meet them. In the next minute, I want you to write down either wealthy people you know and want to know better, or wealthy people you've heard about and want to get to know, or places you can go to meet wealthy people. And this is going to become a to-do list. This is going to become your homework. So only write down people and places that you're willing to go to or meet. All right, for the next minute, if you're able to right now, I want you to write down people who are wealthy, who you'd like to know, or you already know, and you can get to know better, or places you can go to meet wealthy people. Do this now for a full minute as I'm silent. All right, continue writing down either wealthy people or places you can meet wealthy people. All right, so now you have a list. This is a to-do list, and your homework is to get to know these people. If you don't know them at all, get to know them. If you know them a little bit, get to know them better. If it's a place, then go to it. Meet the wealthy people. And I want you to start on that right now before you go to sleep tonight. Reach out to one of those people or look up one of those places on the internet. Find out where it is, how to get there, and make a plan to get there. So your homework is to either text or call one of those people before you go to sleep, or find out when you can go to one of those places and make a plan to go there as soon as possible within the next few days. All right, next, you're on a roll here. We talked about opening up to suggestions from outside sources. I'm talking about positive outside sources. So there are sources in your environment that you've probably overlooked, people who probably have some wisdom they can share with you. Older people are great for this. Older people meaning people who are older than you, who have more experience in life than you. Also, signs. Are there any signs that you need to grow or change in any way? Now, this list is going to be unique, but I want you to take a minute and write down the sources for suggestions. Now, again, what I mean by this would be people you can talk to, not necessarily wealthy people, just people with more experience, people you can talk to, people who might know you better than you know yourself. I'm talking about friends you've had for a while, or your parents, or a sibling. Open yourself up to getting some information that's going to help you. Perhaps you're going to list your intuition. Perhaps you had an insight yesterday that you ignored, or maybe you had a dream, or you're having a dream over and over, or you have a desire to do something, to travel somewhere. These are the types of things I'm talking about in this list. It's an interesting list, but I want you to start listing these things. People you can talk to get insight from, or ideas that you've had. Intuitive hits, you know what I'm talking about. You get an idea, you think, there's something to that, but I don't know what to do with it yet. I don't know where that puzzle piece goes. Well, it goes on this list, because that's something you need to follow up on. So as I'm silent for the next minute, go ahead and write that list. Ready? Go. All right, again, you're listing people you can talk to for valuable information or ideas that you've had that have come from your intuition that may lead you to building wealth. Keep writing. All right, so now you've got your list. You've got a list of people you can talk to, and your homework is to talk to them, and you've got a list of intuitive ideas, and your homework is to follow up on those ideas. Start journaling about them, start writing about them, start exploring them, start meditating on them. You've got your three lists now, three powerful lists. Your negative sources that you want to work on removing or minimizing, the wealthy people and or wealthy places that you're going to go to meet wealthy people, that's the second list. And the third list is very interesting, people you can talk to for wise advice and or intuitive ideas that you've had. You have your homework. I've assigned it as I went through the module. I want you to go for it and make it happen. And in the next module, we're going to talk about advice that will help you after you've manifested wealth. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.